Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to BetterHelp for supporting Skim. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/skim and start living a better life today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're back for yet another edition of the husband-wife team show extravaganza.com extraordinaire.
Wow, mine was much shorter than that. Skim.
Yours was shorter. It's been a weird time since we last spoke.
Mostly because you hurt your back.
Yeah. Should we tell people about
weird
that a little?
You had your back go out.
So I explained this on TMS. I'll just give you the brief breakdown, so to speak. About every 2 years, my back gives out on me. Just does. And it's usually some dumb mistake, like I bent over too fast, or I picked up something I shouldn't have, or I didn't use my knees, or, you know, whatever. A bad history of bad back. My parents had it. I'm tall. These are all bad factors for back.
Keep in mind that every 2 years when it goes out, you start doing yoga, and then it just kind of wanes a little bit and a little bit more. And then by the time you hurt it again, it's like, oh, I need to be doing that again.
Yeah, I need to get back on it. There's no doubt about it. That would help. If I could just strengthen my freaking back. I just hate that I have to even think about it, but there it is. So that happened, and that was...
because you're not doing a job that requires you using your back a lot.
Yeah, if I was lifting all the time, like if I was in construction or something, oh my gosh.
Never have to worry about it. Well,
I'd be on some sort of weird.
Still have to worry about it.
Some kind of weird contract, paid leave, union thing right now. Right? Isn't that how that works? I don't know. I've only seen TV.
I'm not sure you would have had your back go out.
Yeah, I probably.
Just
maybe
picking
I wouldn't have.
Something up off the floor and it's just like,
But it's been.
Stopped everything.
It's been worse this time than usual because it just, I don't know, it just was worse. It was way worse. I couldn't budge. It was 24 hours on my back for that first day. And every time you guys tried to move me at all.
Getting old, sir.
It was bad. I don't know if that's age or what that is. It was just real severe. As a result, I would like to discuss Kim's ingenuity as a, you really MacGyvered something.
I did.
So let's get into that. I told this story on TMS.
I know you were going to tell this story.
I told the story on TMS very briefly, but I just think since you're here, I can get your take on it.
Okay.
I couldn't get off my back, and like all normal human beings, I had to pee.
So I concocted
Kim
a little.
Fashioned
I
something.
Fashioned something with a funnel
and a bunch of boba tea straws.
Boba straws, which were wider than regular.
So
straws.
They are boba straws.
They are boba straws.
Okay, because this morning Brian was trying to tell me they sound like boba straws. I'm like, are they though? I don't know what these are.
Yeah,
okay.
They're boba straws.
I'm not a boba tea guy.
And a jar at the bottom.
Yeah, so we had a jar. So first, we started with the jar, and I was like, well, that ain't going to work.
Level of the bed
down
to the floor. And so that's why it took so many straws, just to make sure that there wasn't going to be a problem.
And we even had to raise it up a little bit because we had to bend the straw over. Because I'm laying flat, and the only way to pee is to create some sort of,
boba straws, packing tape, and a funnel.
And it worked.
We'll get you something really cool.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Yep. I filled the jar full of pee and Kim had to go empty it.
Look, 29 years later, I'm still...
That's part of the deal.
To do these things.
I'll take your pee if you need me to. Whatever you need me to do with your pee, I'll do it. I'll take it. But yeah, I had to deal with that. That first day was rough. By the second day, I could, with help,
that
I could get up and move.
You could not get out
of
bed.
No, I couldn't. It was so bad. Like even just moving.
Could not get out of bed.
Moving a centimeter.
Yeah.
Blinding pain, like to the point of like, are they going to have to come get me and like gurney me?
But once the doctor got you some... What are they called?
Muscle relaxers.
Not muscle relaxers, the spasm relaxers.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's just a kind of muscle relaxer, yeah. So it just relaxes your muscles.
But it worked, and by the second day, you were able to fall out of the bed onto your knees, and Carter and I had to lift you up.
Yep, and then by the third day, I could fall out on my knees and get up by myself. But let's talk about night number two, shall we? Well, you don't remember already?
I don't know.
Meep, meep, meep. At midnight? Had you forgotten about it?
That was night number one. Is
no.
Why. Yeah. What was that first night?
That was at Wednesday.
Yeah, it
Thursday.
Was. I don't know.
Second night.
But anyway.
Second night because there's no way that first night I'd been able to get up.
Our CO2 monitor.
CO2 monitor decided to die.
Die, but we didn't know that's what it was when it was beeping.
Long story short, the words are on the back of it that is attached to the wall that says, if there are five beeps, that means replace
but
your
it's,
thing.
It's
instead,
end of life for
we
our
called
911
thinking it was end of life. And they said, get out of the house and stay there while we send over a freaking fire engine full of firefighters.
They walked through the house,
yep.
Checked it out.
CO2'd everything.
It's kind of nice, though, because they checked our furnace, our hot water heater, our anything that could possibly...
All the floors, everything.
Yeah, the stove, because we have...
Not that we have... It's not like we have our 14th floor home here. We have a basement, we have a main floor,
they checked
and
out the
it.
Basement and the main floor, and everything was totally zero levels. And so then he pulls it off the wall, which I didn't know you could just...
I thought it had to be all
shimmy off the wall like that.
Yeah, he went kink and it came off.
And then looked at the back and he's like, oh, right here, it says with five beeps, which I wasn't counting the beeps. I just know it was beeping
I knew
at
it
me.
Was more than three because the first time we had trouble, it was like three and then it would stop after we opened doors. So that made me think there was some CO problems. Yeah. What this thing was is just losing its mind. And there was no CO at all. And by the
CO2.
Time,
yeah,
CO, I found out. It's not CO2.
Really?
Yeah, CO2 is a different.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, dioxide is CO2, right?
Oh.
Right?
I don't know. I'm
and
not,
that one we're
I'm
breathing out right
here,
now. I'm giving
you
some right now. Well, I remember all this from school, but then forgot a lot of it. But anyway, the point is, I do that thing, and when I say the point is, I do that a lot. I'm trying to stop doing that. The deal is... that it really sucked.
So
they had to drag me out of bed at
11:45,
almost midnight, take me outside. We were all asleep when this happened. Why it beeps only at night, not in the middle of the day,
know.
I don't know. But we go outside. We're in this, you know, sitting out there in the 31-degree freaking Utah. It's going to be winter
with
weather.
With two dogs and a cat in a backpack.
Two dogs and a cat in a backpack. And we're
Mind
all thinking, are we
weird.
Breathing in poison all night?
We
like, what's
know.
Going on? So they come. These guys are super nice. They rip through the house. They're like, yeah, you're good. And we're like, thanks. We're so sorry. And they're like, oh, it's what we do. It's how we do it. And, you know,
that's
obviously.
That's what we're here for.
It's better just than happy, them having to go put out
you
fires.
You did the right thing. I was happy to hear that.
Yeah.
But you'll all be happy to know that we have a new monitor that we have installed. And the other one
it's
is
working
gone.
Fine. The
it's
other
working
one, the other
great.
One can F off and never come back.
It actually has a little digital thing that says zero. And I love that. Because anytime it goes up above that, it will tell me.
Yeah, that old one's old school. It's like a canary in the coal mine. Seriously.
It's
because that's how those worked,
house,
right? If the
right?
canary died, you knew the oxygen was gone. That's what
the
that thing is.
Came back out.
Beep, 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 beep. Anyway, so that's done. And I hated it. But also it hurt real bad. But I'm finally doing better. I can putter around. I can get up and down. And it's fine. It'll all be fine. And like the next couple of weeks... I'll start doing stretches and some yoga and stuff.
Carter's
and it'll be like
got
it was
some
never
yoga
there.
That, some plan of yoga for back injuries for you.
Yeah, and we're going to do that.
So we're going to do that.
Also,
we're
so
getting there.
Apologies for the show being a few days late. We're not that much late, but my back was making it so I couldn't do anything. And the drugs, while the relaxers were making me a little loopy. So I played Halo Infinite multiplayer while on those drugs. And that is awesome, by the way.
All right.
I need more drugs when I play video games. I finally understand why all my stoner friends
You're finally did drugs be able and to games. Sit and play a game. Because before that, on the day we were supposed to record, you still weren't sitting up.
No, I couldn't even sit up. It was so bad. I couldn't really watch TV. There was nothing fun to do. I can't draw when I'm like that. Hi, dog's here. Hi, Rainy.
Hi,
you want to be a part of this?
Here. Sure
there.
She does.
Come on. Up, up. There you go. Good girl. Anyway, so there's that. That was dumb, and I hated it. What else? Getting carried
also,
my family.
Also, the other thing that was hard to do was find the right meals to make for you that you could eat while laying down.
Oh, right.
I made this really amazing soup. Scott can't drink it.
No.
So I gave him the straw.
There was a physics problem. It was a physics gravity issue, right? Just with, same with the pee.
I wasn't reusing straws at that point.
It was the same with the pee. You can't like, oh yeah, where's the funnel in the straws now?
I've thrown it all away.
The funnel in the jar?
Yeah.
You can wash those.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to.
Why?
Because they're pee soaked.
They're not like they're now soaked in pee. You just put them in the dishwasher and now you got a clean funnel.
No.
Oh, man.
I will buy another funnel.
Man, if
plastic,
we lived in the...
It was inexpensive.
If this was the Great Depression in the 20s, we'd be saving those funnels.
If it was the Great Depression, we would be saving those funnels. Yeah. And probably the straws, and I would have made you drink your soup through them.
No.
But I didn't.
Actually, that does sound horrifying. I mean, it's just pee, but whatever.
Anyway,
so that all went great. Pee
so yeah,
in a tube.
It was just fun to find, like, oh, wait, I can make you a sandwich, but it can't have any lettuce and tomato on it.
No.
It would just spill all over you. So it was like dry burgers.
Dry burger.
No cheese. No
yeah.
nothing.
But it was okay. It was still fine. And, you know, I didn't have to, as I said on the show this morning, I didn't have to see a man about a horse until I was up and moving around. So
I think you went into camping mode.
I did. We call it camping mode when you go
when
camping
you go a couple
and
of
you
days
don't want to take a dump up in the,
you're
in the mountains.
You're not willing to sit on a, what are those? Porta potty. They weren't even porta potties. They're like the hole in the ground. Ooh.
No, it was a ring of death. I hate
Can't
it.
Do it.
Yeah. I always think there's something down there that wants to kill me ever since I was a kid. So, yeah, camping mode's fine with me, and I was fine. I'm happy my body went into that mode. But,
so it's been an interesting week. Let's put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, plus you were babysitting again
for
a second week.
For 2 weeks
and
for
you,
my nephew's
so you
kids.
Had three kids here and not a lot of room for them because, you know, we just kind of have the one room for them. And then trying to keep them entertained all day. Plus, there's just stuff going on. Carter needs trips to the university or you got to go run this errand or whatever. Kim doesn't want to talk about this, but she's been giving away a ton of stuff for like homeless people and others for this week.
I don't need to talk about it.
I know. She doesn't do it for any kind of notoriety, but I think it's cool that she does it. She made like homeless packs, which had what? Socks, tampons.
I have two women's ones
and
men's.
Women's and men's, right.
They have like soup with spoons and pens and notebooks and
boba straws and funnels.
Chocolate and no boba straws or funnels. Gross.
Okay, good. I could have probably auctioned that funnel off for charity. No, I know it sounds weird.
Who would buy
Somebody
that?
Somebody would find that as a joke.
No.
Yes.
No.
Someone would think it would be hilarious to have Scott's famous
sign your funnel.
Pee funnel. I would have signed it. Sharpie on the side. And then maybe give it to charity.
No.
Well, I wouldn't want to buy it. That's not the point.
That's gross.
Yeah, but anyway, the point is. Oh, I did it again.
Scott has a point.
Kim's gone real hard charity this year, and that means busy, like busy stuff. So everybody's busy. Everybody's got a million things to do. And then I go down and become completely invalid for at least almost 48 hours. That sucked.
Almost 48, yeah.
Have
I mean,
to
you're
bring
moving
me food.
Again. You're going up and downstairs finally.
Your poor daughter, I think she thought, is this what it's going to be like one day when I have to take care of you guys?
No, I think it made her resolution of one day, if you ever are at the point where you need to change diapers, she's like, I will make enough money. I will afford a nurse.
She's going to pay for someone else to do
she's
it.
She's not going
to
do it. She's like, and now I realize, absolutely, I am going to hire someone to come do this.
Well, I told her in response while we were having that discussion.
You're her dad. That's weird.
Well, A, I'm her dad. But B, I don't want anyone to do that for me. So I'm with her. I would rather not be around than have somebody
right.
have to take
right.
care of me in that way.
Right.
So hopefully by then we get some Kevorkian business going on. Who knows how that'll go. All right, well, that got dark.
Real fast.
Before we move on to some emails, we got a bunch this week or a handful this week. I want to tell you guys about getting help, especially these dark winter months when the sun's not out as much and you start getting some of that seasonal affective disorder for some people. Other people are just like a little depressed because it's
you know, it's just gray outside all the time.
It's gray. Or maybe you're not around your family during the holidays or something like that. Well, you got to ask yourself sometimes what interferes with your daily happiness or the kinds of goals that you want to have met. And I'm happy to tell you that BetterHelp will help you assess those needs and then match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And they'll do it in this great way where they connect you in a safe and private environment. It's all online. You don't have to sit in some crappy waiting room, and couldn't be more convenient. You'll start talking to these people in like under 48 hours, which is pretty fast. They're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. They make that really, really easy to switch counselors if needed. Sometimes you don't have the one you want.
I've heard it takes a little bit of time sometimes to find the right one.
Yeah, so they're gonna facilitate that. And they offer a broad range of expertise, may not be as available to you locally as you'd hope, whether it's something like depression or stress, anxiety, self-esteem issues, anger, grief, whatever. They have specializations in all of that stuff. And you can check out their really good testimonials they have on the site if you would like to learn more. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to start living a happier life today, okay? Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/skim. That's BetterHelp.com/skim. And join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/skim for 10% off your first month. And big thanks to BetterHelp. All right, we do take your emails here. They come to us at skimshow@gmail.com. And I'm going to read you one.
All righty.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Here's first email. Cancel. What's this doing? Okay, great. Hi, Scott and Kim, says Teresa from Minneapolis. That's near where my sister Wendy is. Hi, Scott and Kim. Your conversations about holiday decorating reminded me of a helpful tip I got from a cousin to extend the time you keep decorations up. She told me she picks a theme that isn't Christmas specific so that she can leave her decorations up through February, with the exception of her tree. At the time she shared this, her theme was snowmen/snowwomen.
Oh, I like this.
What's a snow woman? Boobs?
Yeah, or just flowers on their hat. I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
They're trying to be politically correct here.
Well, no. I understand that. And I'm fine with all that. Inclusion stuff's great. But I'm trying to understand what the differentiator would
be. It's the same difference.
Snow person. Just a snow person.
Yeah.
What, you
You're
put
making
a big old
much bigger deal out of this.
Mrs. Potato Head lips on
it's
it.
It's like Santa and Mrs. Claus. They're decorated very similarly, but definitely.
Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head.
Right.
What's the difference between those two? One has big lips.
I don't know.
Ow. That kind of hurts to laugh still. Anyway, she says, I kind of go with a ski lodge and mitten sort of thing. I've extended all my fall decorating this way too. I go with a harvest theme that includes pumpkins and also has wheat sheaves, acorns, and oak leaves, etc., so that I keep them up during Halloween and Thanksgiving.
I like this. This
saves me time and money.
It does save a lot of time and money.
Yep. Have a wonderful holiday season, Teresa from Minneapolis.
Thanks,
I think
Teresa.
You should maybe do that.
I do that for
I'm not here to
fall,
tell you what to do,
but I haven't done that for Christmas. That's really smart. I actually thought this year I might get a couple extra decorations and turn my tree into a Mardi Gras tree.
How do you do that? Or what makes it a Mardi Gras tree?
Green and gold are already on it. I just need purple instead of red.
Hmm.
Pretty simple.
Show us your branches, and they throw us beads. maybe don't replicate that part. Here's one from, that's a great idea, by the way. I love that, Teresa. Here's one from Kristen, your lady truck driver fan. Oh, who is no longer a lady truck driver. Yay, she says.
Was that good?
I don't know. She said yay, so I assume that's good.
Yay. Good.
Hi, Scott and Kim. So, Kim, according to Scott, you are the master pickler. Actually, Taylor's picking up the pickler
ropes pretty quick.
Anyway, I'm hoping you can help me out with something. Since I know absolutely nothing about pickling, but I need to learn. My husband. My husband loves dill pickles, but recently has developed high blood pressure and pre-diabetes. Gee, I wonder what that feels like. After shopping around and failing to find salt and sugar-free options, I decided to try to make them at home. So I'm hoping that you might be able to share either a recipe or some tips for making pickles that have either low sugar or low salt or sugar, but still taste great. If anyone can help, it's you. You're my only hope. You're not my only hope, just my favorite one.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thanks to both of you, and hugs for your dogs for me. Okay, Rainer, do you hear that? That's for you, baby.
Rainer.
All right, so.
All right, Kristen. There are some recipes out there that are low sugar. I usually start with Pinterest if I am looking for something very specific.
The lady internet. Just kidding. Come on. I kid, I joke.
You kid, you joke.
Yeah, a joking kid.
But there are alternatives that you can get a lot of your salt from the vinegar instead and not have to add salt.
Yeah, ooh. And vinegar salt or salt from vinegar sources is better.
Better salt for you.
My doctor says it's better than salt.
Correct.
Or like, what's it called? Ionized or whatever it is. The stuff you get in the shaker.
Yes.
No good. Sea salt, better.
Yes. There are better salts, but if you wanted to go low salt, I would say use your vinegar as your salt. And then there are sugar alternatives that we like. Right now, we really like monk fruit.
Yeah, monk fruit comes in a sugar form, or it looks like sugar. You'd swear it was if you saw it.
Yeah, but it doesn't have the bitter aftertaste, which Scott likes.
Right, and it does nothing to spike sugar levels. It's basically an artificial sweetener, just a natural one. It comes from a fruit.
Yeah. So there's a few alternatives to that. My favorite part about making dill is to use fresh dill.
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference. Use fresh garlic in it. That makes a big difference and gives you a lot of flavor. And then I use peppercorns and
butternuts.
Celery salt.
Celery salt.
No, not celery.
Ooh, celery salt's another good one, though, I heard.
Celery seeds.
Oh, seeds.
That gives you a lot of flavor without adding a lot of sugar, salt.
But isn't like celery salt supposed to also be good? It's supposed to be...
Yeah, but she's trying to go less salt.
Yeah, but it's like a better salt.
Yes. It's got a lot of flavor in it.
Anyway.
Mustard seed, too. That gives you a lot of flavor.
Maybe it's not that it's better in quantity. It's just better because a little bit goes a longer way, is what I heard.
Maybe.
Something like that. Like sea salt's like
I believe that with sea salt. Yeah, it's definitely stronger.
Yeah, good luck with that. I feel like... whatever Taylor's doing is really good, but I don't know what she's using. It's mostly vinegar, I think, for her daikon and that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I really don't know what's in that, now that I say it. Daikon,
vinegar,
what else?
Water, it's just daikon. And then she puts a lot of the same thing. She takes a empty tea bag and puts her peppercorns, because those, if you hit your teeth on them, it would really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Her dill, her garlic, and her mustard seed all go into the little tea bag, and that way you get all the flavor from it, but not have it floating around in there.
You don't want floaters.
No, you don't need floaters. No one needs that.
I have eye floaters. They're the
good
worst.
Good luck, though. I'm excited for you to try it.
Yeah, good luck. Some. And sounds like you're happy about your truck change, so that's good.
Email me at skimshow.com, and if you have any more questions, and we'll talk.
Skimshow at gmail.com.
Sorry.
It's okay. Got to get that right or she'll send
skimshow it. Skimshow at gmail.com.
Yeah. All right, here's one from Keg Tapper. Sounds like a drinker to me. Hey, Scott and Kim. Two things. First, back in episode 79, Scott said he kind of wanted to fight someone. I understand the feeling, but just a word of caution from someone who works in personal finance for a number of years and spent one third of each month collecting at people's homes or jobs. Don't do it. That thinking goes sideways real fast. Your last fight was when? Middle school? Take a deep breath and walk away. It doesn't feel satisfying, but it's the smart thing to do. I agree with that.
100%
agree as well. I still, once in a while, just want to grab somebody and
knock them. Really should probably just put on those boxing gloves we have and hit the boxing thing.
More Halo.
That'll do it, too.
On a happier note, I pulled out a Kim's jambalaya recipe that you posted on TMS episode 1588. That was a while ago. Tastes great, and it gives you plenty of room to experiment. I would say that's my favorite thing about it, is that you can kind of go in directions. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
We're doing a big batch
spicy,
tomorrow.
You can make it more garlicky.
Tomorrow? Friday.
Tomorrow I'm cooking it for Wednesday.
Oh, right. We're having it Wednesday.
It tastes really good when it soaks all the flavors
together. We'll get to that in a second, but we'll talk about how we're arranging our Thanksgiving this year, because it's a little weird. Technically, we've already had
different.
The turkey Thanksgiving. It's done.
Yeah.
Anyway, tastes great, gives you plenty of room to... it has also inspired me to make gumbo for Thanksgiving. I don't know if my kids will stop by or stay at their mom's, but I do have a gumbo at the ready and on the stove, a shrimp, crab, and oysters ready to add at any moment's notice. For dessert, I'm going with a key lime cheesecake.
Wow, they better show up or someone else will.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Keg Tapper. Well, that all sounds great. You want to talk about the tilapia one? Because, man...
Well, I was going to say we did gumbo for Christmas last year for the same reason. That's what my family always had. So it was fun to try something totally different. We've already had our turkey Thanksgiving dinner, mm-hmm. but...
That gumbo last year was really good.
The jambalaya is fantastic. I did find another way to make it, which is all vegetarian without the shrimp, the chicken, and the sausage.
Mm-hmm.
cook up the same way, put it over rice. But on top of that, we've started doing a fillet of fried tilapia.
Yeah. Bread, like off, if you can, the panko breaded tilapia is the best. That's my favorite. Yeah. But however you can get it. But that particular fish on top of that is so good. And if you're trying to cut down on stuff like rice, which is a lot of carbs, mm-hmm. I can eat that stuff like soup in a bowl. It's so good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can eat it now. My mouth's watering.
What's fun about it is that you can have it as a soup, and it's just like a very hearty vegetable soup, but it does have that flavor. You get those peppers, onions, and celery together, and man, it smells like jambalaya in that kitchen already.
My mouth is in full excretion mode. It sounds so good to me. Anyway, so real quick on that point. So send us more emails, by the way, skimshow@gmail.com. So on this point, this weekend, so we did Thanksgiving turkey big get together thing last Sunday, right before the back injury, at my sister's house with all my extended family. So we've all done that now. We've had the traditional turkey. It was amazing. Dylan, my son-in-law smoked it, injected it with Cajun butter, sriracha of all things.
He coated it in sriracha.
Mm-hmm. Injected with Cajun butter, and then smoked that thing for I don't know how many hours. It was so. And this was after Kim brined it for two days. Mm-hmm. It's the best turkey I've ever had, straight up.
We need to do it again.
Never had better turkey. It was so good that a couple people stole most of it and left the party early. A-holes. They did. They left. Scott they took Johnson. All the damn turkey
You're
with them.
You're talking about family. Shush.
You cut the turkey. Anyway, so we did that already. We're done. Stuffing all that. It's done. So now this week, actual Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Eve.
We're doing the jambalaya thing.
The jambalaya.
With our extended kids.
With our kids. And their families.
And then in Taylor's case, her husband and the little boy. That'll all be us on Wednesday.
Thursday, the kids that have significant others are going to other family, but it's just Carter, Scott, and I.
Yeah.
And we're having seafood.
Yeah.
We're having a seafood
extravaganza. We're doing some crab legs this year?
Yep. So we're going to do that. Then Saturday.
Am I allowed to have steak anymore?
We can do steak.
Okay.
And then Saturday, I guess Friday morning for Black Friday, the kids are coming in for breakfast. And then Saturday, we're going to my family's Thanksgiving dinner, but I think we're doing something different. I think Sarah's talking about ham. We have something to do.
Is it Sarah's house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's this Saturday?
Yep.
Or Sunday?
Saturday.
And then Sunday. Oh, wait. What time Saturday?
That reminds me. Wednesday's my dad's birthday.
We're doing our Dungeons and Dragons on Saturday.
You are?
Yeah. 3 to 5. Can I still do that? Okay. 2 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. Guys, I missed it last week because of the injury. I don't want to miss another one. Okay. What else was I going to say? Oh, I want to talk about your soup real quick, and then we'll get out of here.
Which soup?
Kim makes cauliflower. We've talked about it before.
I don't know if we've talked about it before.
She makes cauliflower soup that I don't know how to explain it, except it's my favorite soup now.
Really?
Across the board.
I made it up.
It's so good.
It's like so easy.
I've had cauliflower-based soups before. They were always too creamy and too heavy. Kim uses oat milk. Which is the difference, I think.
I'll put a couple of heads of cauliflower in the pot.
Yeah, so imagine big old clumps of cauliflower in the pot.
Pretty, not whole pieces, just like break it up
a little bit. Yeah, break it up, right.
Do a quart of chicken broth and a quart of oat milk.
Oat milk, right.
And then I do salt, pepper.
How long you let that cook?
Till the cauliflower is like super soft.
Okay, so
soft
you're
enough that, because what you're going to do is take all of that, put it in the blender. Make it creamy.
Puree the whole thing.
Put it back in, and then I add sour cream.
Yep.
So it's not vegetarian.
No. But you could come up.
Vegan anyway.
You could come up with a alternative to the.
But it is
cream, if you want.
The fun part is then putting pieces of bacon.
Yeah.
On the top and roasted pumpkin seeds. That's the way.
It is so good, and I don't feel like a giant bloated pig after. Really? Usually I do with stuff like that.
I didn't know that was your favorite soup.
Oh, I love it.
I think
it.
It's just, I just made that one up a couple weeks ago, so I haven't talked about it.
It's unbelievably good.
It's really easy.
I don't even like white soups. I like soups with a lot of like tomato-y and beefy things in it and stuff like that. But this thing, I could sit and eat that all afternoon.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I never get full. I don't feel full on it like in a gross way. I just feel satisfied. It's just good. It's so good. So that is basically the recipe, you guys. Go make it. It's so good. I can't recommend it enough.
I should probably write that one down somewhere too, huh?
Mouth's watering again. I must be hungry.
That makes a lot of soup too.
Yeah, it's a lot of soup.
So you can do half of the amounts and it would be plenty for a family of six or so.
Yeah. So that's it. We're done.
All right.
Now listen,
Thanksgiving week.
Here's the thing. I got an email yesterday. Not kidding. I'm not reading it here because it's not worth reading on the, or not, you know, kind of thing I'd read on the show. But somebody wrote in and said, look, I really like the show and I'd like to give back. How can I do it? It's easy. There's like a general Frog Pants Patreon that I use for a lot of stuff. It's like, if people don't want to just support a show that has a Patreon or whatever it is, this is a way to kind of help with everything. So if you haven't heard of it before, patreon.com/frogpants, all the rewards are there. You can find out what's up. And by chucking a buck or two over there, you can help stuff like Skim thrive and survive on the show. So head on over there and take care of that. Again, our email address is skimshow@gmail.com. The website is frogpants.com/skim. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully it's fun this year. Hopefully all your family, well, is around if you want them to be and not if they don't.
Yep, that's what I say. I'm looking forward to having like nobody around this week. Yeah. Except my own kids. I love having them around.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
At some point, the big break has to happen.
Yeah, where you see extended family
just less
and less.
Mm-hmm. You still want to see them.
We do that now, but you know, it's less than, it used to be once a month.
Yeah.
And it's less.
My sister would like it to continue to be months a month, but I think
she's busier than anybody.
I know. I don't know what her deal is. She's going to run herself into the ground if she's not careful. But the bottom line is, there it is again, the bottom line. I did it again. Oh, the point is, or the bottom line is.
The bottom. You're gosh, turning into your father.
I don't want to be my dad. I thought my dad was awesome, but I don't want to be him.
You're putting your I'm my own man. The cart.
What other dumb thing can I say that's just me? Watch out where the Huskies go and don't drink the yellow snow. All right.
Have a good one, guys.
Have a good one. You keep your funnels handy. That's my advice. See you later. Bye.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.